Few people in California would mind if the state did more to ease traffic congestion. An initiative on next month's California ballot would force the state to spend billions of dollars on new transportation projects. But the measure is raising as many eyebrows as hopes for traffic relief. A number of the projects to be funded, from rail and highway construction to a golf cart path, would directly benefit the private groups that are paying for the campaign. NPR's Andy Bowers reports.
The initiative is called Proposition 51, and it's being billed by its sponsor as an environmental measure. Jerry Merrill, the driving force behind Prop 51, is executive director of the nonprofit Planning and Conservation League.
Well, the purpose of Proposition 51 is to relieve traffic congestion, improve safety on our roads, and replace unsafe and polluting school buses. And fortunately, it is not a tax increase.
That's because it would simply commandeer 30% of California's car sales tax, about $900 million a year that otherwise goes to parks, prisons, health care, and other priorities. Instead, some of the money would fund 45 specific projects named in the initiative, projects clearly linked to groups that have donated generously to the Prop 51 campaign. For example, Prop 51 would give millions to improve highway interchanges near housing tracks built by contributing developers. Jerry Merrill says as long as the projects ease traffic and pollution, he doesn't mind that they also help contributors.
The groups, and there are a wide variety of them, the University of Southern California and the Trust for Public Land and some development or business companies have supported the measure, and they see in it either general programs in some cases or specific projects in others that they think will help them. We're very happy to have the support of the groups that we have. We actually wish we had more. It's such an expensive state to campaign in.
But such a direct link between projects and contributors isn't sitting well with some Californians.
I think it is a horrible bastardization of the initiative process.
Not one to mince words, State Senator Kevin Murray is one of several legislators who have reacted angrily to Proposition 51. Murray has another choice term for what he thinks is going on here.
They're just pimping this initiative.
In Murray's view, the Planning and Conservation League is trying to sell off part of California's already stretched general fund to the highest bidder. And although he acknowledges that what's going on is probably not illegal, he says it certainly would be if he and his fellow lawmakers tried the same thing.
We'd be in jail. Clearly, it would be against the law for me to propose an initiative and include projects in exchange for the giving of campaign money.
Jerry Merrill of the Planning and Conservation League finds Murray's use of terms like pimping inappropriate. He says the legislature simply hates the initiative process because it allows voters to overrule lawmakers. As for the fundraising question, Merrill says it's up to voters to decide whether the projects have merit.
If the project is not in the public interest, good heavens, they are going to vote against it. I would, certainly. But if the project is in the public interest and they like what we're doing, like light rail to the Sacramento airport, then I think they're going to vote for it.
Some of the projects have raised little opposition, buying cleaner school buses, for instance. But others have become flashpoints, a golf cart path to Leisure World in Orange County, a rail line between L.A. and Palm Springs that goes right past a new Indian casino, a new wing for the State Railroad Museum, a new charter school in Oakland championed by Mayor Jerry Brown. Lenny Goldberg, a taxpayer advocate opposed to Prop 51, says the initiative would raid state coffers for dubious purposes.
In specific cases, there actually are projects that have been turned down repeatedly at the local level, are not part of the local transportation process, are only projects that are included because of contributions to the measure.
Prop 51 proponents argue that's why the initiative process exists, to correct the mistakes of short-sighted governments. But there's no doubt Prop 51 has made for some uncomfortable bedfellows. It has been endorsed by some, although not all, of California's leading environmental groups. It has also been funded by and would benefit some of the state's biggest developers. Roland Wong of the Natural Resources Defense Council explains why his group endorsed the measure.
We looked at the initiative along with many other environmental and public health groups and thought that it was, on balance, a very good opportunity to fund very worthy programs that would protect children's health, protect the environment, and improve transit.
But several other one-time supporters in the environmental community are less happy. Anonymously, they say the initiative has evolved to give developers too much. A few weeks ago, the state chapter of the Sierra Club considered rescinding the group's endorsement, but the motion failed. One irony is that a highway interchange included in Prop 51 would feed a massive housing development near Los Angeles that the Sierra Club has sued to stop. The club declined to comment. Marley Laufer, a spokeswoman for the developer Newhall Land and Farming, sees no conflict.
I think it shows that Prop 51 is a huge coalition of business organizations, environmental organizations that recognize that California has a severe infrastructure deficit.
Newhall Land has given $150,000 to the campaign. If passed, Prop 51 would provide $7 million for the interchange. Andy Bowers, NPR News, Los Angeles.